Join us as we delve into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest threats, best practices, and expert insights to keep you protected in the digital age. Asterisk Security, a cybersecurity company, has recently raised $25 million in Series A funding, bringing their total funding to $40 million. The investment will be used to enhance non-human identity security and support the adoption of third-party apps and generative AI services. This reflects their commitment to protecting user data and applications in today's digital landscape. In terms of security vulnerabilities, a report has identified an authentication bypass vulnerability in WordPress Social Login and Register, version 7.6.4 and earlier. Promptly updating software to the latest version and employing robust security measures is crucial to mitigate potential risks from this vulnerability. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has introduced new requirements for federal network devices. Unfortunately, it has been found that hundreds of these devices have failed to meet these requirements, raising concerns about the overall security of these networks. Efforts are underway to address these shortcomings and ensure the protection of federal systems. Lastly, an HTML injection vulnerability has been discovered in Active Matrimonial CMS, version 1.6. Attackers can inject malicious code into websites using this content management system, potentially compromising user data and website integrity. Users of the CMS are advised to update to the latest version and implement additional security measures to mitigate any potential risks. That concludes today's security news. Stay tuned for more updates on the latest developments in cybersecurity. Next up in Google News, we have some important updates on vulnerabilities found in Google Android 13.0. First, we have a local privilege escalation vulnerability in the setup wizard USB accessory uriactivity.java on create function. It is recommended to patch this vulnerability. Moving on, a critical vulnerability has been discovered in Google Android 13.0. This vulnerability allows information disclosure through the manipulation of unknown data in the log response function of DNS.cpp. Another vulnerability has been identified in Google Android, which allows for the exploitation of weak encryption. Patching is highly recommended to mitigate this vulnerability. In addition, there is an information disclosure vulnerability in the store autob serial number function of Google Android. Patching is advised for this vulnerability as well. Another concerning vulnerability has been found in Google Android 13.0. This vulnerability, located in the btm_acl.cc btm_acl_process_sky_cmpl_pkt function, allows for information disclosure over the network. Patching is crucial to address this vulnerability. Furthermore, a critical vulnerability in the storage.cload_dt_data of Google Android has been discovered. This vulnerability allows for a buffer overflow through the manipulation of unknown data. It is highly recommended to patch this vulnerability to prevent exploitation. In other news related to Google Android, there is an ongoing concern regarding weak encryption. Users are advised to take necessary precautions to protect their devices. Moving on to another vulnerability, we have an information disclosure vulnerability in the set country code internal function of Google Android 13.0 sta_iface.cpp. It is recommended to patch this vulnerability as well. Finally, we have some smart tips to protect your YouTube and other accounts from hackers. Be sure to follow these tips to enhance your account security. That's all for the latest news in Google Android vulnerabilities. Stay informed and take the necessary steps to secure your devices. Thank you for joining us today as we delved into the ever-important world of cybersecurity, navigating the threats, vulnerabilities, and strategies needed to keep ourselves and our digital assets safe in this interconnected age.